Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh my God, how can it only be Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. Just hello.
Slow week.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
I get that.
I guess it's just that every day is so much like all the other days that I'm always surprised when I wake up and it isn't Friday. I'm like, what?
I've said it before.
How is this possible?
And you've turned me down many times, but I'll say it again. If you need some adventure, I got a 2-year-old for you. You will have a blast. Well, you know.
Really?
Meh. Yeah. Yesterday, she threw the biggest S fit.
Oh.
Like, I'm not sleeping.
What did you not let her
I'm
do?
I'm pulling all my clothes off. I'm throwing everything out of the bed. And if you don't get in here, I'm going to pee. I just was like,
in the bed.
I can't believe what I'm watching this kid do. And then last night we thought, all right, well, she didn't nap, so we're fine, right? And then last night she now climbs out of the bed without issue. So mom goes up, puts her down. Before mom's down the stairs, that kid's climbing over the rail. I'm like, oh my God, holy crap. So mom gets down, looks in the camera and goes, oh, goes back up. That happened 5 times in a row before the meltdown. And so last night was just hairball. And I don't know if that was like overtired, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
overtired or
they don't get that nappy. You'd think they'd crash, but no. The overtired thing is almost like it's like Adderall for kids.
Oh, my
God. I'm overtired.
I just had one of those nights. So anyway, if you need a party, have I got one for
you? I don't need a party that bad. It's more just, you know. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Just basically.
It's so easy, you guys.
Is it?
No. Not even a little bit.
So what are you guys doing when we're on vacation next week? Just, you know, more Groundhog Days? More of the same?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what?
That sounds like it's
well, it's not every day. Quick. That's the thing. You can't even sort of schedule it. So, you know, the day before, I went in there, laid down with her. She fell asleep. I snuck out. All good.
It's one of the hardest transitions, though, going from the crib to the bed because of that. You know, once, you know, you almost get rid of the crib just because you're like, I'm sure this kid's going to fall and break their neck.
Right, exactly.
They clearly won't stay in. But then there's nothing keeping them in the bed except tiredness, I guess.
Well, there's a gate at her front door at the
moment. Oh, is that so? Well, I wonder how long it'll be till she can get through that.
Well, you know what? The other day I put her down and didn't shut the gate. This was the first time I realized she now climbs out at will. I put her down. I didn't shut the gate because I'm trying not to make noise. Like, I have these little losses that feel like a mountain at the time. I used this package of wipes, you know, diaper wipes.
Yes,
I didn't shut the door, but I used a package of diaper wipes to hold the door sort of close to closed.
Uh-huh.
This was going to be my escape, except then when the baby's asleep now and I'm trying to creep out, I grab the package and it goes. I'm like, oh my God, how could I be so stupid? Meanwhile, it's like, what is that? That's not even a thing. I'm sitting here tripping out because I don't want to deal with the kid for 2 hours, which is what, you know, there's no other way to word that, right? I want her to sleep.
Let's be real here.
You're right.
You know, we are all living. Like, look, they're adorable. But you know what I'm waiting for? You to go to sleep. I never love you more than when you're sound asleep.
Right. So I just, these little things. But anyway, I didn't shut the gate, and I'm standing there, and 2 seconds later, that kid is out of her crib, through the gate, and standing next to me with no clothes on. I'm like, what the hell? Just happened.
Naked time. It's naked time. Let's have a little naked time.
Oh, God. So anyway.
That doesn't sound fun on any level. I feel like I paid those dues and I've moved on with my life. And
you had two right next to each other, you lunatic.
Next stop is grandchildren, I guess, maybe someday. I think that's way off in the future.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how you survive.
Especially now they live with me. I'm like, oh my God, if they had grandchildren now, wouldn't they be my kids?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm too old for that. I'm just too old for it. I can't handle it. I can barely get up from the couch, for God's sake.
That old theory you had of, we'll just knock them out. We'll just have them right next to each other. I still, to this day, I know a lot of people do that. I don't know how you survive.
Look, it turned out that that was horrible. But I was so, 4 years later, I was done. You know, you're on your seventh year here.
Right.
And you got a couple more to go. My cousin Brad, who has four kids.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, Brad. I want to say that their youngest was maybe three or four when they found themselves. And they had three kind of close together, so they were sort of through it. They had the youngest one was able to climb into the car and kind of knew how to buckle himself in, you know, that kind of thing. That third one is just the forgotten child. Because then they had a baby. And he's like, we just reset the clock to zero. It's zero. I know. It's just...
Dad, what were you thinking?
I know. Well, you know, you're thinking, oh, crap, we're pregnant? Really?
Well, I was going to say, you're thinking...
you're thinking,
I like humping
Jesus.
My wife, so let's do this. And then, you know, the next thing you know.
They're pretty, you know, they were here a year and a half ago, I think. They came and spent a week with us.
Brad did?
Yeah, Brad and...
While your brother was there?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, wow.
So they stayed here in our house as opposed to with my brother. So we had them and their four kids here in our house with us. Oh. And I will say watching them parent, and look, they're both, like she's an oncologist, he's a gastroenterologist. They're like busy people. And their kids are, in a way, very, they'll get their own cereal. They'll pour it all over the counter for you, but they're, you know, they're feeding themselves and they can get their clothes on and stuff. And I swear to God, it was like, you find out how anal you are when other people are staying at your house because things aren't done the way you want them to be done. And also what an effing mess.
Well, that's a troop. That is not a,
no,
that's
not just
a,
right. I mean, you think of a house guest as being one, maybe two people. They make their bed. They ask if you want the bed stripped. When you know, just what can I do to help you put your house back together after I leave? These people are like a disaster area, showing up in every place that they're at, and the heating is constant. Like six people, just I'm like, oh my God, I'm out of food. I don't know what to say. I don't even think the grocery store can supply this.
I don't remember that visit. I don't.
You know, I want to say it happened during a February vacation.
Okay, that's why. Yeah, I don't remember that at all. But then again. That sounds like it was pre-COVID, so.
Oh, it was. It was a year. So now I'm thinking it was a year ago this past February. Like
normal days.
2019, right? Yeah, that would be right, because then February 2021 is coming up. And it was just, I think by the time they had left, and I got back on the air with you, I was probably just like, oh. Got my life back, you know?
Yeah.
But well. And not that we didn't have fun, but that, you know, four kids. F that.
Chaotic.
It was like, and they will know us by the trail of the dead. It was like that, you know,
right.
Just the wreaking havoc.
I wish that band was better.
Yeah, because that's a great name.
It is a great name, and I remember hearing about them and thinking, they got a rule. They must be so rad. And they weren't. They were just kind of like, no.
People like them, though, right? They've put out a few albums. Play me some, and they will know us by the trail of the dead. Find one of those.
You want to hear that?
Are they like a screamo?
No.
What are they?
Not that I heard. I you know what? I think I heard them on some late night show many, many years ago, and just kind of went, "Oh my God, they're going to be so great," and then they weren't, and I just went, "Oh, all right."
Can you find them? What's the actual name? Do I have the name right?
That's the exact name. I'm just trying to see, trying to make sure that there's some explicit stuff.
Oh yeah, don't get us in trouble. We're like a, we're a minute from out the door.
I just, I know.
Don't get us in trouble.
Today, tomorrow, off for a week.
Yeah, let's just not
we're
eat
our turkey. We're going back and forth about what we're going to do about Thanksgiving. Because we're not, you know, you guys are having, is that still on, your mom and your brother?
My mom and my brother are coming, yes. It's not a bit, you know, I realize I'm looking at the front page of the paper and they're like, cancel everything, are you people nuts?
Yeah.
I get that, believe me, and I'm not asking for trouble. But I do think having these two over is not putting us in jeopardy. And I also think they're very well aware that of the stakes. So they're being careful and we're being careful.
You had said they've quarantined for a bit here.
Yeah. So we're all, anyway. I feel really comfortable with it. It's not something we're doing that's putting us in jeopardy. They'll be here for a few days. And then I think my bro's going to split. My mom's going to stay.
But you're going to do, you have to be doing the full, your mom's got to make the cranberry sauce.
There'll be a modified, we're still working on how this goes because we've got someone with very strict diet guidelines. And so I don't know how that's going to look at all.
She can eat the turkey though, right?
Yes, we've got, I don't know. You know what? I wish I could answer all that, but I don't know how. My wife will figure
She'll
out
figure
what
it.
Works, what doesn't. My mom will help however she can, and she's a great cook. So, you know, we'll have the best possible meal for people with dietary restrictions.
All right, I've got a song.
Okay.
All right, here.
And they will know us by the Trail of the Dead.
Correct. This is called Prince with a Thousand Enemies. That mix is terrible.
Yeah. Okay, it's too early for that.
I don't remember them sounding even that good. That wasn't that bad. All right.
I couldn't hear any of it. It just sounded like a bunch of white noise coming at me. It's too early maybe for me to appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not really your thing anyway.
It certainly isn't.
Right.
I like my metal to be more melodic. Give me Iron Maiden. Don't.
So
give me
here's
that.
Some more adventure for you. Unless you, of course, you found your way into some trouble yesterday. I'd love to hear it.
Who, me? No.
Yeah, you.
There is zero trouble crocheting on a couch, and wiping down.
Yesterday,
I wiped down groceries. That was the highlight of my day.
In our neighborhood, someone, my wife's super plugged in. So, and I'm not. So. This is coming to me from, you know, through her. She goes, oh, man, there were people prowling in our neighborhood last night. And I'm like, what?
Prowling?
What are you talking about? And she goes, yes, look. And there were everybody has cameras now on their houses, which is great because not only were there two people, you know, looking to burglarize our neighborhood, but they were caught because we had video. They got themselves caught in a seen in a bunch of different spots.
Get them!
And man, they were bold too. They actually broke into. For the record, I'm going to say this. I don't know why I have to say it, but I'll say it, and then you decide how to manage this. If you keep your car outside, you cannot keep your garage door opener in your car.
Oh,
you
yeah.
are absolutely giving someone the keys to your house.
Right.
So someone broke into a neighborhood car and they used the garage door opener in the middle of the night and then burglarized their garage. And like they were home. So I don't know how they didn't necessarily hear it right away or if they did and that's how they were caught. But man, I'm catching all this info, you know, like yesterday at, I don't know, 11 or 12.
That's the crazy thing is that a burglar who finds a car in a driveway and gets the garage, they have to know there's people in there. Like their chances are there. Is that just desperation?
Well, it's so these guys apparently were, and I'm going on what I was told, but they were caught with a bunch of meth. Look, drug addicts have a problem. And so what I don't get when I heard that story is if you have a bunch of meth, A, why are you carrying it when you go to burglarize people?
I don't want to.
Maybe you don't have any
don't
place safe
down.
To stash it. I don't know.
Yeah, I need to steal a house for that.
I can't trust the people I know.
I might need this. We might be out for too long, and I can't be away from my stash.
I don't know, but anyway, they were clearly meth heads, and that's one of the ways they get stuff.
Yeah, they steal it from you and sell it to other people.
Right. So anyway, they got busted. Truck. But man, those cameras, they did us no good when someone stole our car during the fire evacuations, but they work great for this purpose. But man, one of the videos is the dude looking through a window into someone's house.
Ugh.
In the gross. Middle of it, like it just,
that's,
you
horrible.
See it. Oh, damn. That is so awful. Just this person whose drug problem is so bad that they're like, yeah, I know you've worked your life to buy a house and fill it with things that you like, but I'm going to take those things because I need them more than you do.
And even though I know there's cameras, I am desperate.
Right.
The Nest camera development, the Ring cameras, all these different ways that we're monitoring our lives, that has to be tough for the burglars. I mean, those poor guys, you can't break in clean anymore. Everybody's
they're
got you on
camera.
They're
still out there doing it, though, people, but... Man,
no, they still have that drug problem, Vin. So
your garage door opener in your car. I know you're thinking that where else would I leave it? Well, if someone breaks into your car, they're getting into your house that way.
Yeah, put it on.
And
your
my
keychain.
Bigger fear has nothing to do with them taking your golf clubs.
No, oh Lord, no. That's why
my
you sleep on the
is,
side where they're going to break into your room, Vin.
Right, where they walk right into your house, and now you're
kill
captive.
Me first. Get out of here while they're busy killing me, you guys. What are you watching this for?
Right. Yeah, it's awful. It's just an awful... Anyway, so that happened yesterday.
It is. I'm Prowlers. Like, ooh, Prowler. Like the word Prowlers. That's a good band name, actually. Prowler. I'm sure there's someone named Prowler. But that's
it. Gotta be.
Yeah. Look up Prowler. Let's hear from Prowler this morning.
All right.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
Prowler, the band.
And lastly, on my list of stuff that went down yesterday is we're considering getting a dog. So we're
of course
really...
you are. You got it.
Yeah,
listen, the kitten thing has worked out great. Like they're fitting, they fit right in. We're going to name them Wormy and Ringo because
they're
going to
10
the
times.
Listen, they like yesterday. We're like, oh my God, that cat has worms. So that's hastening our first visit to the vet. Which is happening today? Cause,
so gross!
It's
that
so
poor
gross.
Cat's tummy
it's
is
bogus.
Filled with worms.
It's bogus. Ugh. It's the grossest thing,
ever
of all time. It is so disgusting. It makes me want to hurl. Like when I'm like,
let's
Sean
stop
goes,
talking about it.
Okay, okay, let's do. Actually, their names are officially Ojai and Mark.
Oh,
that is
see,
just
you were
I'm
lying,
making
you
the
rat.
Announcement. Lying about what?
That they were Ringo and Wormy.
Yeah. But I renamed them that after the discovery, which was so bogus. Oh,
what is
God.
Mark's name? Someone wrote in and said they named their pet Mark. What is his full name? Mark Price or something? Or Mark?
Oh, on the show? I don't know.
They named their animal that.
Yeah, that's great. I wanted to name them OJAI, like the town of Ojai. But my kid is... Just nothing is easy. I'm like, he's still going to be named Ojai. Like, why do you have to name it? Why does it have to be spelled differently than that? Like, what do you care? What do you care how the cat's name is spelled?
So how is it spelled?
He wants to spell it O-H-A-I, H instead of J, because it's some Japanese thing that I wasn't listening to the explanation of. I'm like, why can't it just be like, all right, whatever. Because why do I care?
Why do you care?
I don't. It turns out I don't.
He's already told you he's taking those cats when he leaves.
He's not taking them when he leaves, but he is taking
leaving.
Them to the
vet.
That's
the funny part.
That's right.
Mark has no last name.
What? Mark's got no last name on the show?
On IMDb.
Oh.
I wonder what. I don't know where they found the name then.
There must be the name.
But that's
must
a texter. They wrote it in and said, yeah, we named our animal Mark, whatever.
Oh, hi, Mark.
That's my cat. Oh, hi. And Mark. So yeah, that's it. That's from, in case you're like, what are they talking about? It's the movie, The Room.
It's a movie no one saw.
No, my God, you're wrong about that. If they didn't see that, they maybe saw the, what's that
disaster
guy's name, James
artist.
Franco? Yeah, Disaster Artist. That is a cult classic. And if you haven't seen it, you should, because what a horrible movie.
You
can't
believe
it just
gets worse
and worse.
You guys forget, though, that you're best friends with a movie reviewer. Like, that is not everybody is watching that crap. And not multiple times too. Like,
God, we had screenings. We like set up the whole living room. So back in the old days, we could have gatherings. We had like 20 people in our living room all watching it at once.
I wonder how much the remake or the what do they even call that? The documentary that they made. What do you think that made? Eight million.
Oh, I have no idea.
5 million.
Oh,
national.
No,
release?
That was pretty big.
Was it?
Yeah, I doubt it made 100 million, but the disaster. I mean, didn't he win like an Academy Award for that or some BS thing?
No.
Or,
it was
29.8 like million.
So right. Maybe like a Golden Globe?
But that's globally, so.
That's globally it made yeah. 29 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was well, who knows what it cost to make?
That's way more than I would have bet.
Oh,
so
well,
it's
you,
actually,
yeah, you were saying 5 million.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obscure, and most people are like,
well, that's why I wanted to explain where Ojai and Mark came from. Like, people are like, what is she?
$10 million budget.
Oh, well, they made money. Good for them.
I don't even know how they got that done. Those boys are miracle workers.
They clearly like working together because it's sort of that group of guys that, you know, they're like, you know, it'd be funny. that movie, that horrible movie we watch all the time.
Yeah, but someone at the studio likes them and funds their stuff.
Clearly.
And I don't know why, if they're all on vacation at the moment, they must be. But, you know, well, for a while there, they were cranking movies out.
I know. And some really horrible ones. Like there was that End of the World one that was all those same guys. That was just awful. But I will tell you this. I'll give you $10 million if you promise me $29 million. Like, you know, that seems... Although it's not a blockbuster, I would see, you know, I'd bet on James Franco and Seth Rogen.
That seems like an email scam. I wouldn't do it if I were you, but, you know, whatever you say. Oh, we're late. Look, let's go.
Oh, all right. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.